City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk, which means it is the weekend. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I'm Duncan. Toby's over there. You're right, Tobes?
I certainly am.
And Laura's here as well. I wish you wouldn't eat. I'm so hungry.
I've got a
real problem tonight, and it's this. Because you know we finish at nine. I've just got this real problem that I'm starving, and I just know I'm going to leave here and go and find an Indian takeaway on my way home and eat my body weight in Indian food, which is not good.
Good job we've started very slightly early tonight, then. You'll have 20 minutes to cram it all in.
Why is that not good, eating in India?
Well, it's bad for your indigestion, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Apparently. Because you go to sleep on it and then it just turns into
late,
fat.
You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, you've been reading too many women's magazines.
I think you're right, but I think I'm just going to have to consign my healthy eating thought to the bin. Because the thing is, you know what
just
it's like?
It.
If you're going to have an Indian, you might as well have a little cheeky cobra. Kingfisher.
Maybe
other Indian beers available.
Maybe another couple of naans.
One naan. Anyway, so it's Bloke Talk and it's the weekend. Thank you for tuning in, or if you downloaded this, and thank you for that. We're doing very well in the download chart, apparently, where we're beaten by Pete Price and the football stuff on this radio station. That's
brilliant.
Not a bad place to be, is
not
it?
A bad place to
That's
be.
That's all right.
All.
And I got called in to see the boss during the week, and I told you about this, but you and I haven't caught up since then. And they... This is going to sound dreadful. What they do in the world of radio, and I'm choosing my words really carefully, we do research. They ask people about radio shows, and then like people don't get dragged in. And sometimes they go, yeah. So how long is your contract for? And other times they go, it's great. And people they've done research on Bloke Talk, and people like it. They want it to be longer.
What? Really?
Yeah. So,
these are crazy.
Which means we need to find some budget. So, anyway, so thank you for that. It's Bloke Talk, and I'm glad people like it and stuff. You had a quick look at the Facebook page, and since last week, very quiet on the Bloke Talk appreciation page.
Just a few more people have joined up. We did say we wanted 100 by the end of the week, but.
Yeah. I thought it was, wasn't it?
I said week. Maybe I was a bit hopeful.
So that's the kind of like, you know, we embrace modern technology on Bloke Talk. Well, some of us do, and if you want to kind of like suggest something we should talk about or make some comments, the best thing you can do is join the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook, right on the wall, and we'll take it from there. I was talking to some people that still we're kind of like, I'd say we're about 70% through the process of trying to take Bloke Talk on the road. Mm-hmm. I discovered during the week, because we've got some ideas from...
Do you not think that people should put on the Facebook group if they've got any clever ideas of where we could go?
It's a process. And the thing is, at the moment, we've had...
Whoa!
Yeah, whoa. Well, that's far too radical. We've got two suggestions that are being pursued at the moment. So let's just see if we can make those two actually work.
It's a process, Toby.
I'll keep stum next time.
Oh, come on. You know, it's Britain in 2008. Don't just think you can roll up and kind of like do the show right here.
Sorry.
I know there's red tape to get through.
Yeah, health and safety, risk assessment.
Oh, we'll have to do a risk assessment. We'll have to do a risk assessment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we don't have to do a risk assessment when we do this show, because of all of the kind of like, obviously, the
risks.
The alcohol, which is masquerading as Coca-Cola, that wouldn't be allowed.
In fairness, we haven't had any alcohol for weeks, you tight man.
I'm not tight. I'm just trying to be a bit more clean living. Anyway, so that's all good. A good week, everyone? How was your week, Tom?
Not a bad week. Been quite busy.
You had an update on the, we haven't talked about this, you know, the old...
Are you talking about Sarah Beeny's dating website by any chance? I have actually had somebody add me to their favourites in the last few days.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who was that then?
But I'm afraid they're going to be disappointed.
Why is that then?
But you two might not be disappointed.
Go on.
Why?
Because I'm sort of tentatively...
What?
Seeing somebody.
You got a bird!
Oh my gosh, we need your friend Sean to do a fanfare.
That's great news. Yeah, so what, but not through the dating website?
Not through the dating website.
Isn't it always a way, when you start looking for it, it comes at you from the most unexpected places, you know what I mean?
It's a shame, really, in some ways, because actually it would have made brilliant radio, all of that, and But unfortunately, seeing as we never heard from Charlie Chester, who we sent a message to, if you remember.
Oh yeah.
It's sort of since then I might have found someone. She's very nice.
That's great. Give us how early in the relationship are you? A couple of weeks?
Week? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think out of respect as well for the beginnings, your young relationship, we don't want to give too much away.
No.
But nice girl.
She's really nice. Yeah, yeah. I like her.
What colour eyes?
Oh God, Matt, that's embarrassing now, isn't it?
Oh,
brown.
No.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. What colour hair?
Blonde.
Yeah.
And which is different for me. I tend to go for brunette.
Do you?
So, yeah.
Is that why? Is that a conscious choice?
No, it's just if you look back on the old relationship you had and the general trend has been for brown hair.
Okay.
So
you're stepping out.
I am.
You're breaking
I'm broadening my horizons.
And tell us one fascinating fact about this lady. Everyone listening to this will want to know her name. I don't think you should tell the name.
No,
yet.
Don't say her name.
But tell us one fascinating fact.
What does she do?
Well, one fascinating fact and something that you've clocked that she does that you just think is great. Maybe a little habit or something.
Well, I do quite like the fact that she doesn't, more than doesn't mind, actually seems to get my slightly out there sense of humour. Which a lot of people just think is me being a bit of a clown, but she laughs with me rather than at me, which is quite good.
That's nice.
But definitely, I think that my favourite thing about
her... Humour's important.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But my favourite thing about her is the fact that she's a professional breakfast chef.
Oh, what does that mean?
As in, she actually cooks breakfasts and makes money out of cooking breakfasts at a golf club.
So
she can make good fried egg, good bacon, perfect.
So a great sense of humour and can knock up a great breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
My God, that's 2 out of 5 boxes ticked.
Dare I ask
Has she made you breakfast yet?
Not yet, no. It's too early in the relationship for us to have been together at breakfast time, shall we say.
Bless you. That's old-fashioned. And you don't want to be too insensitive. You don't want to go, when are you going to make me breakfast?
Exactly.
You
just gotta let I'm not happen. Only with her for her breakfast.
No, and you've got to let it happen organically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Organic eggs.
Organic free-range eggs.
Yeah.
Organic bacon.
Oh, why is it back to food? I've just put the curry
sorry,
on my
sorry.
Mind. And now you're talking about a fry-up.
Do you know what I actually thought?
You wouldn't want a fry-up at this time, though. It's all right.
No, I could eat a fry-up at this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about comfort foods the other week. Yeah. We were talking about bangers and mash.
Yeah, mashed
I actually
potato.
Made bangers and mash last night.
Did you?
And it was lovely.
How do you make your
mashed
potato?
I got these. Oh, I put what do you call it? Mustard in it.
Yeah, mustard.
I'm
mash.
Sure you said
that was.
And,
yeah.
I'm sure you said that.
No,
so
I said
thought,
that.
Was, oh, was it?
Yeah, I've got a mustard mash. Is my thing.
Mustard mash is your thing. Okay. And I got these great sausages that have blue cheese in them.
Oh. Did you use cream?
Where did you get
mash?
Them from?
No.
Use cream
just
next
butter
time.
And a bit of milk.
Get some double cream as the arteries can go. And what you do is you just tip it in. You mash the potatoes. You tip it in. You get your mustard. You mix. Oh man!
Wow.
Double
did you,
cream.
Where did you get these sausages from? Were they
Asda?
Yeah. Oh right, I see.
There are
because
supermarkets
I tell you
salad.
What, I think the best thing are sausages from one of the old school butchers.
Yeah.
Where they've got sort of 20 different choices of types of sausages you can have. They're amazing. Salad.
I don't really go to small shops.
I'm not a big fan of. I don't believe that you should really join clubs or be members of things. I find that a little bit strange. But guess what? I used to be a member of.
The Sausage Appreciation
I'm just about to say
Society.
Something like
bang
that.
On the money. I was a member of the British Sausage Appreciation Society.
That's fantastic.
And what they send
you... What did you get?
You get a recipe book of meals you can make using sausages, including Cumberland sausage and Brussels sprout stir fry. Might sound a bit weird, but think about it. Cumberland, very sagey, kind of spicy, the sausages. Brussels sprouts, kind of a little bit... Do you like Brussels?
I hate Brussels
Do you
sprouts.
Like Brussels?
Love them.
Yeah. So you've got that contrast. It's a bit like sweet and sour. In some ways, it's great. And so you get your recipe book and also a little lapel badge, which was a big...
Have you still got it?
Somewhere.
Was it a big sausage?
It was. I'm just trying to think what it was. It was a sausage. It was like a big sausage. It must have been about half an inch high, made out of metal. And it was a picture of a sausage with a smiley face holding a fork.
Brilliant.
Do you know, actually...
I love the way that the sausage is holding the fork.
Yeah, yeah.
The sausage owns the fork. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
This
power
is very
of the
fitting because
on the man.
It was British Sausage Week... last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that.
And last year at British, I was working for a different radio station and we had different sausages every day.
Yeah.
And I tried banana sausage.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Really nice.
Pork and banana, do you mean?
Yeah, it had bananas in the sausage and... Yeah. We had a competition where, I don't want to plug this other radio station.
No, well, don't mention his name. Was it a local one to hear? Can you hear it in Liverpool, North Wales and North West?
Yeah, you can.
Don't mention it then.
Well, anyway, we had a competition where you could think up a new sausage flavour, and this person thought of chilli and chocolate. And it was lovely.
You
chocolate in a sausage.
Yeah, but you can get that in beer. You can get chilli and chocolate beer, yes, so I can see why that would work.
Yeah, chilli and chocolate is a good combination, but in a sausage as well.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It is Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9,
Food
the voice of the report.
You're right. Last week you said that, and you're so right.
Sorry. We just talk about food.
This isn't good.
Sorry.
It's the food show. And I'm Duncan. Toby's here. Laura's here as well. So just out of interest, because we need to go back to... Because it's great that you found... someone. Why did you do Bangers and Mash? What was the inclination? Because we talked about it at length a couple of weeks ago, and we concluded that it's comfort food. It's this time of year, isn't it? It's cold. I've noticed the temperature drop. It's freezing. So kind of like comfort food helps. And a lot of comfort food is based around mashed potato. Because I just like a chicken breast roasted in the oven, mashed potato and peas and gravy. I love that. That's good. But why did you knock up your comfort food?
Well, partly because it was a cold, dark night, but also because Dave, my fellow, was coming around for tea. I don't see him that often in the week.
So you wanted to do something special.
I wanted to make something nice.
Cheer him up for the fact that he doesn't see you very often.
Well, I just thought, what would he really like?
You can't something go warm wrong and with filling.
Men like bangers and mash.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I used to drink in a pub, which isn't in this part of the world. It's down south in the country, where the Wurzels are. And it all used to serve was bangers and mash. All it used to do, it was great. It used to have
a specialist menu.
It was. You'd go in there, and it was a proper pub. It was a real ale pub. So the five or six. This is so bad. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go to the Imran Balti in Bebbington. I'm going to order my food. Go over the road to.
You're going to have a sausage curry.
And have a pint of real ale because that's what I really fancy now. And then go back and get it.
But there's some sausage and mash.
This pub, it did about a dozen different kinds of sausages, but also about a dozen different kinds of mash. And you could mix and match. And then, of course, they did various gravies. So you could have pork and leek sausages, and you could have normal mash, but you could have mustard mash if you wanted, or garlic mash. And they did some mash that was kind of like had herbs chopped into it.
They have a cheesy mash.
Cheesy mash was there as well. Never seen it anywhere else in the United Kingdom.
I
don't know why someone doesn't franchise that.
Yeah.
It would make a fortune. If you had a kind of pub that all it did was bangers and mash, different kinds of bangers, different kinds of mash, maybe four or five different kinds of ales. I mean, obviously Cane's if it's going to be local. That kind of stuff. That would clear up, wouldn't it? Because everyone likes bangers and mash.
And outside, lots of rickshaws to take them home.
Yeah.
Even vegetarians. You can have vegetarian sausages as well.
And no matter, and you could have had the worst day in the world. You could be working, in sales and not hitting your targets. You could be working as a cabbie and not getting kind of like the fares that you need. You could be working as journalists and you're chasing a story and it's not coming together. You could be doing a talk radio show like I do and it goes wrong and everyone texts you abuse and stuff like that. Doesn't matter.
Do you get abuse to your radio show?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Oh dear.
But it doesn't matter because you walk up the street and you go, do you know what will make it better? Bangers mash, gravy.
But do you think it would make much money in the summer? Sometimes, I know we don't ever get summers anymore.
Good point.
Yeah. It would have to. They'd have to do something summery.
What would you do
in
the summer? What
exactly?
Could you do?
Soups? What are you on?
Sorry, I'll keep my mouth shut.
It could be
salads.
Yeah, but salads is not very it doesn't make you feel good, does it?
I like cold sausages. I like my sausages cold more than I do hot.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Roast a big tray of sausages, wait until they get cold, jar of mustard, sit there, fork, job done.
Well, I prefer hot sausages generally.
Sausage ploughmans? Nice spicy sausage bit of bread.
Maybe you could just open it in the winter, have a seasonal one.
Yeah,
but then it's expensive to have the property, isn't it? Then.
Toby, stop throwing a spanner in.
The answer is. The answer is you don't need. Okay, we're talking about pubs for this. We've got a franchise here. Let's patent it and copyright it.
Right.
Someone will make it. What you don't need an actual venue. What you need is you talk about rickshaws and you've inspired me. You need little caravan.
Yes,
that's what you do. You have a caravan, and what it can do in the winter months dispense bangers and mash and gravy and cheer everyone up. Comfort food. Summer, ice creams. Winter, you can be in Clayton Square. Summer, New Brighton Prom. Diversification.
Then you lose the sort of, people go there after the after the, you know, they've been to work and all that outfit, don't you? You don't get them sitting in your pub. I'm sorry for spoiling
it. You always have to find fault with stuff.
I want this to work. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Anyway,
I need a bit more time.
Sausages, curry, real ale. Can I just of your budding relationship? Yeah. So
can I just before we move off of food? Yeah. My mother, she's taken a bit of criticism, hasn't she, recently?
Well, from you, Laura.
Yes, from me. Yes, from me about her cooking. And I actually was speaking to her last night.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit upset.
Why?
I'm not surprised.
She says that as much as a lot of what I've said is true, and she does admit that.
I knew it would come back and haunt you.
She says that it would be nice if I said something positive about her and something that she is good at.
We think your mum's great, don't we, Laura?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we think you give her a hard time. We think you're actually a bit ungrateful to your mum.
I mean, it was off the back of, you know, the food thing she said was fair. Mm. She got a bit upset when I said that if she went any slower when she was driving, she'd go backwards. So I'd like to apologise for upsetting her and just say that she's very, very good at is being a good listener and she gives good advice.
That's good. That's nice.
She's lovely and I love you, Mum.
Have you told your mum about, you know?
Yes, she does. She does know. Yes.
Yeah. Does she know that she's a breakfast chef?
I don't know about that. She might do.
Yeah.
She does now.
She does now, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, can she do hash browns? Not your mum, but...
Should we give her a name?
No, no, no.
Make her sound like a horse.
Exactly.
Hey,
boy.
You can call her. What should we call her? My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's call her that.
Is she actually? Is it official?
Doesn't work as well though on the radios.
Well, I'll give you that.
But it's in the early stages.
Yeah, it's in
that's
the
great
stages,
news. I'm happy about that. Listen, it's
can
bloke
she make
talk.
Hash
what?
Browns? Probably.
Yeah. It is Bloke Talk. It's City Talk 105.9. We're the voice of Liverpool. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9. So it is Bloke Talk. Do you mind? What are you doing, knocking things around? I hope your weekend's going well. And this is on the download, then thank you. I'm Toby. No, not who am I? Who am I? I'm he's Toby. Who are you? Do I? Where am I?
I'm Duncan.
Am I here often?
It's, I'm Laura. I'm Laura. I actually am.
And that's Duncan over there.
And time for the weekend concert on Radio 3. I'm Duncan. He's Toby. You're Toby, aren't you?
I think so.
And you're Laura.
I'm a bit confused.
I might be.
We'll edit this bit out. No one will know. And we're here. And we're talking about stuff. Now, so what have we done? We've done sausages. We've done breakfast. We've done curry. I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to pick an Indian up on the way home.
What curry do you have?
No,
you...
stop.
Oh, we're not talking food.
No more food. It's banned.
Food ban.
Madras,
right,
Jalfrezi.
Move on.
Stop
food
it,
ban.
No.
Food ban for the rest of the show. What do you reckon? I bet we can't manage it.
No. We'll talk about curries next week if you really want to.
Okay, that's it. Last word of food. Do you remember when you were a little kid?
Bring me a bargee.
Have you got a brother or sister at all, Duncan?
Bargee. What?
Have you got brothers or sisters?
Guess. Have a guess.
Have you?
No.
Got,
no you're an only child.
you've got siblings, haven't you? Do you remember when you were a little siblings. Kid and you used to play
you're
a game?
You're such an like, only child, actually. Yeah,
you used obvious, to play a game, like on a long car journey, for example, where somebody used to say, bargees. You know, the next person that mentions food, for example, is an idiot or whatever, and used to sit there and go, the next person that talks is a prat or whatever. Did you ever play them? I think the next person that talks about food.
Because I was an only child, I didn't have any.
Exactly.
I had no brothers and sisters. I had to create an imaginary friends.
That's why you've ended up the way you have.
I used to say
that's
to them in the car. I used to say Horace. I used to say next time we spot a green car. Got to hoot the horn.
I think that.
Did you actually
I think,
have
do you know what I,
friend called Horace?
No.
Do you know what I do think? I think that people know a lot more about me and Laura than they do about you, Duncan.
Yeah,
I think,
Duncan's
I think,
a closed book.
I think we should order in some bargees.
I think we should talk a bit about you.
What
and
do you
your,
want to talk about?
I want to talk about your childhood.
My childhood, right? What do you want to talk about?
What was your childhood like as an only child? Were you spoiled?
Was I spoiled? I don't know. What's the definition of spoiled?
Well, did you get everything that you asked for from your parents?
No, I was quite strict parents. My mum was an ex-children's nurse, and my mum she's quite ferocious and quite Scottish. Oh. And that's not meant as a nasty kind of term, but she was quite old-school Scottish. So, you know, if you fell over, you just got up and you got on with it. Huh? And my dad, he used to work for Shell, the oil company. Right, and you see, if you look over there, you can't because it's dark now. But you see the Mersey, you know Ellesmere Port.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know Stanley,
yeah.
Right? So the tankers used to dock in there, and we used to. And I lived. What else can I tell you? What else do you want to know? I lived in the West Indies for 2 years.
Did you?
That's interesting.
Yeah, a place called Curacao because my dad who's dead now, sadly. Dad when I, died when I was nine. When he was when he worked for Shell and he was on these big tankers that used to come up the Mersey and used to go to places like Libya and the Suez Canal and stuff. One of the perks was you could take your family with you, and I did that. He got seconded to open a refinery in Curacao in the West Indies.
Wow!
So I lived there for 2 years when I was four.
Was that? Did you go to school there and stuff?
I went to a local school, and I used to be able to speak. Apparently, and my mum tells me about this, so I don't know if it's true. A local dialect, which is a cross between English and Dutch, called Papiamento.
Wow!
Did you come back with a West Indies accent?
No. I've got one memory. I've got two memories. The only two memories I've got was one, and this is walking along the beach and chucking stones at a coconut tree to get a coconut down.
Did you manage it?
My dad used to drill a hole in it of a manual drill, and he put a straw in and drink the milk.
Brilliant. Did you actually get it down when he threw the stones at it?
Sticks, not stones.
Oh, sticks, sorry.
And also, right, did I?
Doesn't matter. Carry on.
And riding around in the back of a pickup truck.
Wow.
That's all I remember. And Coca-Cola. A lot of Coca-Cola I remember. Yeah, so there you are. Is that enough?
I just thought that there was that suddenly occurred to me that Laura and I talk a lot about ourselves.
We pour our hearts out.
You very little, so it's time. I think we should have Duncan Corner.
Yeah. So that was my childhood. I didn't get everything I wanted. I did a little bit. You see, because my dad died when I was nine. And after that, I think, you know, people
that must
kind
have been
of
really difficult.
It was very difficult. Yeah. Of course it is. And after that, I think kind of like people were more inclined to maybe give me what I wanted because they felt sorry for me.
Is your mum still alive now?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. 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 And she's still very fierce and Scottish.
Are you close to her?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Does she cook good?
Better cook than your mum.
Food. I can't believe we've gone back to food.
But she can't drive. She's the worst driver.
She
is bad, my mum. Okay. Yeah, she won't drive. She won't drive more than 5 miles.
At all?
Really?
No, she will only.
Would she be one of our rickshaw drivers?
What, is that actually a rule that she's got?
She didn't pass her driving test until her late 30s, and she's got no road confidence. So kind of like her the place she lives, which is a little town on the south coast, she's constructed it. Everything she needs is within a certain kind of vicinity. So, you know, shops are here, the kind of post office is there, you know, I've had to go to the doctor, it's here, and she won't drive beyond that. She's out of her comfort zone. It's a little bit weird.
Mm.
But there you are. Satisfied? Anything else?
No, I'm happy. I think
sure. That's enough.
Happy with Duncan's corner
grilling.
For the week.
Yeah. Done enough grilling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Move
sure.
on.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
You've
Let's
got
talk you about because you had. Did you? Is it fair to describe it as an experience or an incident?
An incident that happened yesterday, and it got me thinking about flirting.
Go on.
When is it appropriate to flirt and when is it not? Because yesterday I went swimming. I tried to go swimming at least once a week.
That's good.
I go to the new Liverpool Aquatic Centre in Wavertree.
Do you? It's not that far from where you live, is it, actually?
No, well, I've just moved, but anyway. Yeah. The new 50-metre pool there.
Yeah.
And basically, so you've got this 50-metre pool and it's got a floor that goes up and down, and then sometimes they split it into two, so it's 225 metres.
Mm.
And then there's a 20
They've
metres
as well. Floor that goes up and down?
Have you ever been there?
Right. What, the bottom of the pool?
Yes.
Yeah, so sometimes it's shallow, sometimes it's deep.
The idea is that they can then have like aerobic classes all the way down, and so women can stand and
they can have different things going on in different parts of it.
That is very, that's cool, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not, well, actually I can plug it because it's a council run thing.
Plug it.
People, if you want to go swimming, go there, and it's really cheap, and it's a great place to swim.
Do they have like a lever that makes the...
Yeah,
the,
I don't
the,
know whether...
I must think
have,
it's electronic.
They've got
done.
Buttons, I think.
It's
that is a boy's done. Toy. In fact, that's the ultimate boy's toy.
Anyway, it's a great pool. But
what,
I went there, and halfway through my swimming session, the lifeguard told us we all had to get out of that pool because there was a school swimming lesson going on. Mm. So I went up to the lifeguard. Bear in mind, I've already done 30 lengths. My face is all flushed. I'm wearing a swimming costume, which isn't the nicest look anyway. Wet hair, goggle marks around my eyes. And I went up to the lifeguard.
Like a panda?
Yeah, I have, because I wear my goggles really tight so that they don't get...
Yeah.
I'm actually quite a serious swimmer when I go. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm absolutely
brilliant.
Do you have one
of those things by your nose?
I've got one of them, but I don't use it anymore.
Okay.
How many lengths can you do without stopping?
What do you mean without stopping?
Like, just keep going and going and going without...
I usually stop for about 5 seconds at the end of each.
Do you know, that's really good. You're cutting, and it's good for your, what do you call it, your heart thing. Your,
I forget what I want to say. When I go swimming, I normally do... I normally do 40 lengths, which is a kilometre.
That is good.
What stroke do you use?
I do breaststroke, and then every every five lengths I do a front crawl.
Can you dive?
No, I'm really bad at diving.
I can't dive. Not
really
very
bad
well
at diving, but I am quite good at swimming.
Do you know what I'm really? I tell you, it's great because actually, it's one of the best cardiovascular activity. That's the phrase I was looking for. One of the best things you can do, isn't it?
I don't like the gym either.
No. I believe it uses every muscle in the body. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's something weird about the gym. There's a certain kind of person at the gym, isn't it?
I just think apart from being boring, it's all about. There's something about swimming. It feels like you're actually doing something and getting somewhere, even though it is just up and down. Whereas the gym is just purely about getting fit. Mm. That's the thing. Mm. There's nothing pleasurable about it.
Yeah, but
it's just
there's
about
a certain
exercise.
Kind of, and actually it's more male than female. There's a certain kind of person that goes to the gym.
I don't know. When you say it's more male than female, there's probably more males that do it, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a hard core of females, and they're always the tiny ones. They're tiny in height, tiny in waist, and just muscles all over the place. You very rarely see a really fat girl at the gym. Mm. You know, someone that's... Do you know what I mean? You go to the gym and you'll see that you'll get all your blokes that do weights every day and stuff. Yeah. And then there'll be three or four quite overweight men who've suddenly been told, you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. For whatever reason, and they've just started, and good on them.
Yeah. You see, that's why I'm trying to avoid having an Indian tonight.
But you don't get that in women. You get
that's
you
because
just
women
get
embarrassed going to the gym.
Yeah. Why?
It's so intimidating.
It is intimidating, and also
that's
there
why
is
they
a,
have women only gyms.
There is a certain kind of man who
is
goes,
that where all the fat women go to the women only.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, Toby. Cheers for that. You're such a charmer.
Well, you don't go to the gym.
Exactly, because I'm too self-conscious.
Is that why Laura goes swimming instead?
So
anyway,
you went swimming.
I went swimming and I went up to the lifeguard and I said, "Is there somewhere else where I can go to swim now? Now this session's ended," because I thought I could maybe go in the other half of the pool or whatever. And he started just really flirting.
In what way?
He basically said, "I can take you somewhere else if you want to go somewhere else." And I was like, "I just want to go carry on my legs."
But that's not even good flirting, is it?
Yeah, it was really creepy flirting.
Because how old was he?
In his 30s.
Was he like fit, as in attractive?
Did he think he was in Baywatch?
I don't know what he thought he was. It took me ages to get out of him, though, that I could go and swim in the 20-metre pool. And then when I came out, I just remembered something. When I came out and I went in the changing rooms, I went and had my shower. By this point, I'd obviously taken off my swimming costume in the shower, so I just had a towel around me.
Yeah, he didn't come in, did he?
Yeah, but it's a unisex changing room. So
I don't like those. Do you like those?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't sound good.
No, you don't get changed in front of people.
No,
you,
I still don't like it.
You have your
cubicle.
No,
wrong.
That's all right.
No, too modern.
Yeah, but you see, no.
Too modern. It's inappropriate. Men should be in their own room changing when men are, and women should be somewhere else.
Everyone has their own room where they get changed. All the lockers and stuff.
No, too close.
Well, anyway, he came past me as I dropped my... In fact, this was more than just flirting. I don't know why I call it flirting.
Are we going to have to edit out the name of the swimming pool?
As I got my stuff out of the locker, I accidentally knocked my goggles onto the ground.
Yeah.
And I was bending over to pick him up, and he came and swiped them from underneath me, came out of nowhere. And I just felt really vulnerable because I had just a towel on.
Did you feel violated?
A little bit, but then I just got to thinking, why is he trying to crack onto me when he's a staff member? I'm swimming.
Maybe he likes you.
Yeah, but I'm swimming.
What I find interesting about this is...
Don't flirt with me when I'm swimming.
All right, so your question, are you asking, was it appropriate?
Yeah.
I mean, take out, because, let's be honest, if the bloke could fancy you, so therefore he thought you might flirt, okay? And that's fine, that's great. But your question is whether or not it's appropriate in that area, that environment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate at all.
Especially because he works there. But also, I
think there's something even more important than whether or not it's appropriate is the quality of flirting.
Because it was
shocking.
I mean, it sounded like it was either trying out for a part in a 70s porn movie, like, "Hello, I've come to fix your washing machine. Oh, it's over here."
Let me bend over to pick up my goggles.
It's the spin cycle that doesn't work.
It'll be working in no time, love.
Yeah. He was just trying this, like, he obviously had, like, some, you know, been memorising some chat-up lines in a book. The quality.
Yeah,
what would you give him? This is interesting because...
He didn't have you in a spin.
I mean,
then,
it was like, if I'd have been interested in him...
Hot temperature.
Then I would have obviously... If I'd have been interested in him, then at least he was direct enough for me to know that he was interested in me.
So is that a good thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, but then I thought maybe I flirt with everyone.
Well, we've not talked about flirting on this show, and I think it's great that you brought it up, because how does a woman react, or what is kind of... All right, so you didn't think it was acceptable, clearly. Mm. All right. Probably actually because, I mean, and I just think it's because it's the environment you're in.
Yeah,
in a changing
agree.
Room. Because as a human, and I can tell you a little bit about this because I study psychology occasionally, is like, you know, what?
You study psychology occasionally?
Yeah, I read books about it. I find it interesting.
Mm, yeah. Carry on.
We wear our clothes, okay? Our clothes are a uniform, okay? Mm. And not necessarily a uniform as, you know, if you work as a mechanic, you wear a boiler suit, not that kind of uniform, but you have a uniform. You two are in uniform now. Okay, those are your work clothes, all right? Yeah. That's your uniform for work. These are my work clothes. I think it's acceptable to wear a baggy shirt and a pair of jeans or whatever.
I was going to say, you could have put a shirt on today.
Can you see my nipple tassel? But you know, they are...
Are we back in that porn film again?
Oh, geez. So, where did I get to? Anyway, that would be
this
my
is
ideal.
The most blokey show in the world, with an immature bloke every now and then just coming in and going, bargees.
That would be my ideal porn film. Stop down for 10 minutes, get the bargees in. Anyway, the point is, clothing is our uniforms, but also...
Sorry.
You're right.
That was attractive there, Laura.
Edit that out, I've got a cough.
That man's just stopped flirting with you quite...
Sorry, I just dropped my drink.
The flirting's gone. He won't trouble you again, not if he's heard this. But your clothing is also a shield. It's a shield. Oh, clothing God. Is a shield. You feel protected.
I guess, yeah, obviously. Yeah. If you came into work naked... Then...
No, but it is. Psychologically, it's a shield, you know. That's why he says. Yeah. So the fact that you only had your towel on you, actually, you were quite exposed. Not physically, but
particularly
mentally as well.
Bending over.
And that's
was
probably...
it a short towel?
Shut up, Toby.
Yeah, that's just
Toby.
Rude.
Toby! Don't say that. I'm a journalist.
Apologise to Laura.
No.
Why not?
I'm too serious to answer questions.
Sorry.
And I think, you know, I think
it
wasn't appropriate.
Why do you keep on doing my shoelaces?
To annoy you.
It's the second time you've done that.
Do you keep on doing them?
She's doing it right now. Look.
What is so? What's acceptable? Is that flirting? Are you toying with your shoelaces?
Probably. I have to say
because it's a form of physical contact.
I know for a fact that I'm a flirt. Would you agree with that?
Not with me. Probably for good reason.
I think I'm quite a flirtatious person, but I don't do it on purpose. I think it just comes out.
You're very tactile.
Yeah, that's true.
And some people could interpret that as flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Because a lot of people
like tactile.
Because it's nice. Let's be honest, there are people who work in this radio tower who are too tactile.
Yes.
Who
yes,
you just want to punch.
That's fair enough.
And they come and ruffle your hair.
Yeah.
You know who you are. But you know, sometimes just like you know, patting someone or you know that is. I actually think that's quite nice. Yeah.
Is that too much sometimes? Do you think?
Can we carry on talking about flirting? Because we've got to stop in a second and then come back. But what I want to try and work out is what goes through a woman's mind with flirting? Because are you saying you think you do it subconsciously sometimes?
Yeah, I think it's just my personality.
Mm. Mm. So if someone misinterprets that as something else, is that who's responsible for that?
I don't know. Wow, we need to get to the
bottom of this. We need to get an expert in, don't we?
Yeah.
Nah, we'll just carry on talking about it.
We're experts.
It is bloke talk, and
study psychology.
Did I? Well, all right.
I study psychology.
I did say study.
Only occasionally.
I find it interesting
in my spare time, along with a bit of philosophy here and there.
Look, I'll tell you what. Some
while
of them...
I'm munching on a bargee.
Bargee. I tell you why, because the
is
human...
Is it a Bebbington bargee?
They're the best. I have to... I take
Stop
an interest
it!
In it. I take
I'm
an interest in it.
I'm just doing one shoe up and she's undone the other one.
Well, she's just irritated. I think Laura's flirting with you.
I think she is. She's upset now. I'm a taken man.
I'll come back in a few moments' time.
This is a man's work!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing. Nothing. Without... A woman or a girl.
It's the psychology hour here on Bloke Talk. City Talk 105.9, the voice of the what? I didn't mean to say study, actually. I want to retract that. I know I said studying, and that makes me sound like a right tosser. So I know. What I meant was I read books about it because I find it interesting. I don't study. And anyway, I just want to retract that. So flirting. Right. Toby, Laura, I'm Dunk. So what is acceptable flirting then?
What is flirting?
What is flirting?
Oh. Would either of you consider yourself to be a flirt?
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm a flirt when I want to be, yeah. I think we all are. Really.
I think everyone's a flirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do you do it?
I'll tell you. Can I tell you my weakness? I'm quite happy to admit this. I don't have a problem. My weakness is eyes.
Yeah.
You see, if I like someone, I just look at their eyes.
Yeah.
And that's dreadful. And I can't. I know I do it, and I find it really hard to do it.
What you mean? You
stop doing it, rather.
You mean you just? That's all you look at. It's almost like a staring thing. Is that what you
mean? Well, not as in the kind of no, I'm going to no, come around well, and, no, and boil your bunny.
That's
alive
what you mean.
Stare.
Though. It's like look, just look deep.
What I can do is I can look at Laura now and just look at her in the eyes.
That's I've got nice eyes. That's
yeah,
why.
You've got nice eyes. I like your eyes. I like the eyes.
You're looking at me now.
Your eyes are rubbish, Toby, if I was. I think everyone can flirt. I think there are people who can turn it on and off.
Yes, yeah. I think I'm quite good at turning it on and off.
Yeah.
I absolutely...
What was your new lady say about
that? There's some attractive girls that we work with in our office.
Yeah.
But, I just don't flirt with them. I know I don't.
You don't flirt at work? Is it okay to flirt at work? I do it all the time.
There's a level that you can't go beyond.
Which is what? What's that?
I always remember at around Valentine's Day every year, somebody phones you up and says, "Do you want to do an interview with Dr. Love or something on the dangers of flirting too much at work or sending Valentine's cards anonymously and saying the wrong thing?" Because every year there are hundreds and hundreds of lawsuits that come along because somebody has sent a Valentine's card that they thought was a bit funny and flirty that the receiver has taken, says it's gone too far. So you do have to be really careful flirting at work, definitely.
I'm just not sure sometimes because I
You're
think...
You're so serious tonight.
That's true.
You're putting a dampener on everything.
Honestly.
Don't flirt, you'll get a lawsuit against you.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
I think it's a bit depressing for the simple reason, you know, flirting, if it is flirting, if it's mild flirting, all right, surely if it's done properly, then it kind of makes everyone feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I think.
A little bit of a harmless activity. Apart from obviously when a bloke who's a lifeguard flirts with you and you've only got a towel on. But, you know, apart from that.
But you could have taken that as a positive. You could have taken, hey, I'm in my swimming costume with a red face and wet hair and still he fancies me.
He was obviously desperate.
No, I don't think that's fair. You know,
yes.
You need to finish that sentence quickly.
Anyway, well, I don't know, flirting. I think it's all right. I think it's appropriate. I tell you what I don't like, okay? I've noticed this. It's not just unique to here, and I quite like getting hugs from people, but sometimes there are kind of people like giving hugs to people, and I find that a bit strange.
I hardly hug anyone, to be fair.
You know, hugs are a very personal thing. If someone's feeling down, you know, you're a what?
I'm a hugger.
Actually, you always hug me.
I
don't mind that, though.
I hug people that I feel close enough to. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't just go and hug my boss or anything. Or I wouldn't hug, you know, I wouldn't hug people that
I'm not. You wouldn't hug me, would you hug me?
Possibly in like one of those sarcastic ways.
What would be the criteria to give me a hug?
Like if everyone was going around like jokily hugging each other, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be about the only way. Yeah.
You wouldn't come up to me and go, "Dunk, you're not looking very happy."
No,
and
I'll give
it.
No.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
I'd hug. I think there's probably
you
not
are a hugger.
At work. There's
hugger.
Probably not many people that I would that I would hug. Laura is one of the ones.
I think you're the only person at work that I've hugged.
Laura's one of the ones I'm close enough to. There's actually a gentleman here who's very, very, very gay, and who I find it quite amusing up by hugging him. I do find that quite amusing.
Well, you ought to be careful because that could be interpreted as flirtatious behaviour.
But the point is, it's flirtatious behaviour, but it's very obvious that it's all a big joke to me.
Well,
I make it
might be obvious to you.
Might be a big joke to you. You might be in the process of breaking someone's heart. Hugger.
I'll ask him next time I see him.
Yeah,
he's quite a good friend as well. I mean, if he was upset, I'd hug him anyway.
Mm.
There's probably only two or three others in this office that I would hug, but probably Laura and him are about the only people that I ever have.
What's the best way, Laura, for a man? Well, actually, how does a woman flirt?
Eyes are very important. Yeah. Fluttering your eyelashes and making your eyes look nice and big.
Oh,
and...
God. Do people really flutter their eyelashes? And they're kind of like Penelope Pitstop.
That's not attractive, Laura.
You look like that bloke out of Clockwork Orange.
No, but I do something. If I'm really trying to flirt, I do something with my eyes.
The eyes are big.
Do you think that that's another thing, that when you're flirting, even if you know you're flirting, you can only actually do that when you're flirting. Does that make sense? You know, when now we're talking about it, you just looked a bit silly when you did what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're actually flirting, something happens, something a bit of your brain suddenly wakes up and starts working, and you're able to just
the eyes thing, laughing at what they say, smiling at them, touching their arm or just lightly touching them, mirroring their movements is a big one.
Before I worked in radio, I used to do something else that was vaguely related to the media, but quite business.
Are you flirting with me at the moment? You're just touching your
neck. Yeah, touching your neck. See,
and your hair as well.
Yeah, if you sort of
body
show
language.
Off your erogenous zones.
Yeah, body language is a great... body language is the most important thing ever, and it's great in flirting. And when I used to do this other job, they used to send us on courses about how to use your body language to actually kind of like get what you want, but also how to identify and use other people's body language to tell what they're all about. It's a great tool. It's great. It is superb. You know, everything from kind of like, you know, you mentioned it, mirroring someone else's kind of like, you know, you sit there slightly open, like that.
Open, yeah.
You know, open.
Yeah, you don't cross your arms or anything.
If you want to lie to someone, the best way of lying to someone, you can put it off, and I can't believe I'm telling people this on the radio.
Yeah, go on.
Lying is not something that we condone.
You look at them in the eye, okay, and you actually use your hands a lot, and you have your palms wide open when you're explaining something. So you go, honestly, that is the truth.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah, it's all in the palms.
Honesty is always the best policy, though.
Yeah.
We don't condone lying.
No. So, lying makes the world an easier place, but body language is important. Yeah. So how do you can you turn it on and off though? You're flirting. Flirt with Toby for me now. Flirt with Toby.
No. We'd need to be in a conversation.
Yeah. All right. Go and wheel your chair over. By the way, bloke talk here at City Talk 105.9.
Are
thank
you
going to
commentate
in.
On this?
Thank you very much for downloading it. Yeah. Well, you just perked up your cleavage all of a sudden. I'm subtle as a brick.
I just grabbed his shirt.
She's still holding on to it, in fact. Yeah. At the moment.
I can't do it.
At the moment, not interested.
So you just laughed and stroked his arm. That's the flirting.
That was more of a hit than a stroke.
Yeah. I'm bored of this now. Go back. Wheel your studio
chair
back
to the
other
touching.
Side.
She's doing a bit of touching.
Oh, I can't.
Laura, not there!
Don't you get Toby into trouble, because if this young lady's listening, then she might think that you're a threat.
She's not a threat.
Are we done flirting? We've done flirting.
I think so.
And anything else about flirting?
I think I've been flirted with enough for one night.
It was awful, that one.
I'm not using my eyes to flirt.
I'm not impressed, really.
Now, listen, I'm not a big... Well, I'm going to... Out of all of the reality TV shows that are on telly, I like The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, I like The Apprentice.
Don't start Laura on The Apprentice. You never hear the end of it.
Do you like The Apprentice?
I like all reality TV, the good ones.
I'm a Celebrity is back tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Saturday. Tonight, if you're listening to this on Sunday,
if there's no football on.
And if you downloaded this as a thingy, what's it, Dubry, then...
There is football on, by the way.
All right, so, yeah, anyway, if it's a download, then I'm a Celebrity started Sunday. Good, that wasn't it.
Sunday, if you're listening to it 6 months in the future.
Yeah, and I was interested in this. I thought we'd go through who's in it, because I thought we'd look at it from a male perspective. Because I'm disappointed.
I've never ever watched it. I hate that.
I love I'm a
You
celeb.
Know what it's about, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. Right.
Okay, so I'm a Celebrity is back on the box, and they've announced the contestants, and Esther Ranson.
I'm a bit surprised that you've watched
well.
That actually.
Well, I kind of I don't mind it. Because there is an element of Big Brother. I've got no time for whatsoever.
See, I like Big Brother.
The X Factor reality TV?
Yeah.
You know, I like the initial auditions where people walk out of the room crying.
That's what it's all about.
That is good. Not interested.
And where the judges are crying as well.
Not interested where it is now. I'm not interested. Boring. Not interested.
I love it.
I'm a Celebrity. I find it quite interesting, particularly when people have to do quite unpleasant tasks.
Yeah, that's the best thing about
it. Particularly if it's Paul Burrell. Because
exactly.
He cried like a girl when he had to put his hand in that kind of low, and it was like, it was actually a bit creepy,
his
commentary.
There's that famous scene. Was it a kangaroo testicle?
Yeah.
There's that very famous scene. Mm. And it actually makes me wretch even to watch it. Mm.
The best
because
thing about
it's the way it bursts. You can tell when it's burst in his mouth. Oh,
yeah.
The best thing about that programme is if you get someone who's particularly squeamish and hates doing the tasks, They always vote them to do them every single day.
That's what I like about it.
There's something good about Britain, isn't there?
They make themselves look so stupid, because most of them aren't proper celebrities anyway. They make themselves look so stupid.
Well, isn't there one this year that's admitted that she's only doing it because she wants to get on the comeback trail?
Yeah.
She wants to get on the comeback trail, and she's admitted that this is the quickest way for her
Who's
to do
that? Do you know who
I
that
think
is? It's not Danny Bear. Yeah, we'll talk about her in a second. Esther Ranson's going in.
Yeah, she'll be good.
Do you think
I think she'll be a kind of a Janet Street. Sorry to mention your favourite woman.
I like Janice
Street Janice Street Porter type.
Bargies, yeah.
Do you think by the
Carol
end of this
Thatcher,
you're like...
Carol no messing around.
Do you think by the end of this you're quite a fancy Esther as well?
No, it's unlikely.
Those teeth.
I'll tell you who is going in, who's interesting, who's relevant to our part of the world, because he was an MP in the 70s and in the 80s for Knowsley and Ormskirk, and that's Robert Kilroy-Silk.
Kilroy.
Wow.
He's going in because he went, didn't he? Oh. He was right at the top of his game. In the mornings, he was on telly doing the TV show, wrote his newspaper column.
I hate
He got
TV
booted
shows.
Off for that, and then he went and joined UKIP and then
it?
He copped a strop because it wouldn't make him lead. He went off to launch Veritas.
He's an absolute nutcase, isn't
and,
he?
Well, I guess he's going to be interesting to watch. The thing is, you won't know whether or not the sun's being particularly fierce and the sun burning him, because he's permanently orange.
I think... he might be an interesting character to
I think
watch,
he probably
definitely.
Will be interesting
he'll
to watch.
He'll be strong...
So controversial, yeah. isn't he? In all walks of life, and he'll say things that upset people, and he won't care what
he does.
He could
be the star of the show.
He could well be, but I don't think he'll end up being liked.
I'll tell you who I think is going to win it, and I'll tell you in a second. We've also got this bloke who's in blue, Simon Webb.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Is he gorgeous?
Yeah.
All right. What the
really
blue,
gorgeous.
Blue are their pop beat combo.
Blue spoiled Stevie Wonder's signed, sealed, delivered, and I've never forgiven them. For
really?
It. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Are they still together, Blue?
No. Although, there's this trend for reforming at the moment, like Take That I've done.
You think as soon as he's out?
Apparently, Blue are.
Yeah, as soon as he's out.
Reform, even though they only split up about a year
ago. They did actually. They had hits with. Like some big stars, didn't they?
Because
they
John.
Did that sign seal delivered was actually with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. And so you can't slag him off for that.
Well, you can because
but he endorsed it.
Sorry, are they still together? Have they split
up? No, they split up.
Fortunately,
is that them?
I hate that song. Stop it.
Yeah.
I could do the dance.
So Simon Webb's responsible for this noise, is he?
He did have a bit of a solo career afterwards, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's Blue. Who else is in? So Simon Webb, do you fancy him?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Is he gorgeous?
He might win.
Is he really gorgeous?
Yeah, he used to be a model before he was in Blue.
Now, who's Carly Zucker?
She goes out with
Joe Cole.
So she's a wag.
Wag.
Is she a nice wag? Is she a typical wag?
Don't know anything about
Neither
her.
Neither do I.
Know nothing about her. Tennis icon Martina Navratilova.
Really?
She'll have a good time in the bush.
She'll be good. I think she'll be.
To say that.
Let's move on.
In the jungle, what's I don't know what's the matter with you?
I think she'll be good. I think she'll be good at eating those bits, all those horrible things. And she'll be a strong woman, won't she? She'll have a stomach of steel. I think she'll be brilliant.
I think you're probably right. TV presenter Danny Bear. Now that is just the one who said that she's what? It's the jungle. It's Australia, out in the bush. Behave.
Yeah, what are you laughing at?
Danny Bear was on your two. Do you remember The Word?
Yeah, I remember.
She was The Word, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I read Terry Christian's autobiography about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And he slags off Danny Bear.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, doesn't like
it. It is actually true, isn't it, that people will do anything to get onto TV?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think.
Isn't that the catchphrase of The Word?
I can't get excited about Danny Bear, but only because I know nothing about
her. She used to be a Page 3 model.
Did she?
She used to be a Page 3 model.
Joe Swash. Now, he was in EastEnders. Which one's he? Was he Mickey?
Yeah.
Is he Mickey?
Oh, no. Hasn't he got a squeaky voice?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He might win like that other fellow had the squeaky voice.
Joe Pasquale.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So I know a lot about I'm a Celeb.
You do, aren't you? There's glamour model Nicola McLean. Never heard of her. The bloke who was in Star Trek, George Takei.
Oh, I bet he does really well because he'll get all the techies watching.
He will get. I'll tell you what. I bet you if you go online now, this has been announced.
Yeah,
you go online this
right.
weekend, you will find all of the sci-fi forums, all of the blogs, all of the geeks. You know, the people who've got no girlfriends or wives will be going, "Oh, vote George."
Isn't he one of the Trekkies? Isn't he one of the few Trekkies as well that actually is a Trekkie? Is that right?
What is that?
Like, not only was he in Star Trek, But he's also like an absolute sci-fi freak, and you know, loves it, and yeah. and
is so Star they'll like him even Star more. Trek? Is that a program?
Star Trek
or a film?
Was a TV show about
you know
space
about Star Trek, don't you?
Yeah,
sci-fi
I know. Is it actually a
program yeah, it was a TV
or a
show.
Film?
It was a TV
as
show
soon as it
in
comes
the 60s.
On, I turn it off.
William Shatner, James T. Kirk, Spock, Bones. Bargy. No, it was all
I
that.
Hate stuff like
he wasn't
that,
a character.
No, no. Wouldn't have been great if he was, though.
Well, now in these multiracial times, if they remade it, there would actually have to be Mr. Bargy, wouldn't there?
I think you're right. And the other one is the bloke who was the former Deputy Assistant Commissioner for the Metropolitan Police, and he also ran in the London mayoral campaign against Boris Johnson and Ken Livingstone as a Lib Dem mayoral candidate, Brian Paddock. He's going in the jungle.
He and Kilroy will have fun together, won't they?
I think Paddock's going to win.
I'll tell you what, he's got to step up to the challenges, hasn't he? As what a top policeman, he can't be scared to do
well,
anything.
Well, you see, I think by going on this TV show, he's lost any credibility he ever had because he always tried, you know, he was a top policeman, you know, he was former copper. He then ran for London mayor and now it's kind of like, well, I didn't win, so I'm going to go on a reality TV show. So any gravitas you've had, mate, as far as I'm concerned, is gone. You just want to do it for fame and fortune. I reckon he will win, though.
So he's your bet to win.
I think he will win. I think for whatever reason, I think the great British public will take them to their hearts, and I think they'll keep him in.
See, I will vote for either Simon Webb.
Do you actually vote in these things?
No, I'm not voting. I'm saying I think that either Simon Webb or Navratilova will win.
Do you?
Yeah.
Navratilova is a very popular character in Britain, isn't she?
See, I'm not sure about a policeman. People will vote for him to win.
Good point. Well made. Yeah, Esther Ranson, though, is a bit of... I mean, she's been going since the 70s, and you might not remember
boring.
That's Life. 70s, 80s. It dominated the TV schedules. A lot of people love Esther. I reckon it'll go. It'll go in this order. I think it'll be the top three will be starting at three. It'll be Navratilova, then Esther, and last one to go out will be Brian Paddock. He'll be the winner.
I think Navratilova will win. What do you think?
I really don't know, and I don't care. To be honest.
You should care.
Huh. It's the worst program on TV.
No, Ant and Dec make it brilliant.
Do you know I hate Ant and Dec?
What?
I absolutely hate them.
They're
the most annoying little idiots that TV
How
has ever created.
Oh, come on, they're TV royalty.
Well,
I only found
so
out
funny.
During the week
which one's which. I don't have a clue.
No, Ant always stands on the left-hand side.
I just remember them as PJ and Duncan when they did Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Oh,
and best gloss over that, I think.
Idiots.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's
idiots.
It.
Idiots.
Is that your informed comment, idiots?
About them, yes. That's very informed.
Toby, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
And I've been Duncan Barks. This has been Bloke Talk here at City Talk
105.9. Mum, you're lovely.
The voice of Liverpool.
Bargies.
Bargies, bargies.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.